السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما أحد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون صدق الله العظيم. We are coming towards the end of the month of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala has prescribed this month for us in His own words, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might acquire taqwa. And that is purity of the heart. And when the heart becomes pure, then automatically Allah comes into a clean heart. If you have a glass, and if it is dirty outside, not even dirty, while we were eating, we handled the glass, and the marks of the food on the outside of the glass, then we feel shy to give somebody to water to drink in that glass. That person might feel even offended that you are giving me water in a dirty glass. But the glass is not dirty inside, not dirty from outside also. It's just the marks of the food which are there. But we feel offended. And if it is Zamzam water, we will take even more care to clean the glass. So how will Allah come into a heart which is dirty? Allah will also come into a heart which is clean. And when the heart is cleansed, automatically, without inviting Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala comes into that heart. So from our side, all we have to do is to acquire this taqwa. And that is why Allah has prescribed this month for us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we could acquire this taqwa and our hearts could become pure and clean. And then the signs of it and the demands of it are also clear, which inshallah will form the bulk of the talk for today, that what are the signs that has our heart become clean or not. Has taqwa entered the heart? Has taqwa done the work of cleansing the heart? And how much has our heart become cleansed? And to that extent, Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart. So Allah Ta'ala has been very kind that He blessed us with this honorable month in order to acquire this. And every moment of this month is so valuable. Amongst many other examples, one which the hadith in itself categorically states that this is a month where every nafil gets the value of a faras. And a faras is multiplied by 70 times. And the example that we gave on this, that if a person is earning, for example, 10,000 rand a month, his salary, and he's got his job description, he's got 20 jobs to do for the day. For each job, Allah is paying 10,000 rand. We will pay 10,000 for all the jobs. For each job, Allah is paying 10,000, not 10,000, much more, which are the compulsory duties of that worker. And in this month, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala multiplies it by 70. So our five times namaz, every faras, Allah ta'ala multiplies it by 70. And we cannot imagine what is the sawab of a faras. And in this month, as soon as the moon will be sighted, it is announced that it is Eid, then the whole rate is going to be cut down, right down. And then we will be losing out. This is a time still that we can be scoring and we can be still coining so much. And every number in that worker's job description, if you perhaps write that these things if you do is good for you, optional, if you want to, you do it. But Allah gives the wage of a faras in that time. For all His optional jobs, that if you feel like, you can do it. If you don't feel like, don't do it. But Allah will give 10,000 rand for each of those jobs. And which are His duties, which He has to do, Allah will multiply by 70. And what is 10,000? That is just for a little bit for us to understand. Allah Ta'ala, what Allah will give. So this is that month that Allah has blessed us with. And then we can understand the hadith perhaps in which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if my ummah knew what is the month of Ramadan, they will want the whole year to be Ramadan. Then we will perhaps understand that the buzurgs of the past, from the day of Eid, the morning, they should already start longing for next year's Ramadan. And then we can perhaps understand that the Nabi Kareem used to make dua from Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa baldirna Ramadan. What a belly month it is. So anyway, so this month is supposed to produce that taqwa, cleanliness of the heart. And when that is done, automatically Allah comes into a clean heart. Also, Allah Ta'ala has made Himself so many ways to bring Allah into the heart. One of them is this ayat which I have recited, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ, and in the earth, Allah says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ ayat. There are many, many signs, not one sign, many signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. This is the important point which we will have to discuss, inshallah, as we go along. Iqan, yaqeen. That is the thing which we are very much in that area we are lacking. And Allah says that in the earth there are clear signs for this iqan, for this yaqeen to come into us. Wafi anfusikum. And in yourselves also. And only one thing, afala tubsirun. Why don't you look? You will see Allah Ta'ala. And in the many, many ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of the day and night, there are many, many signs. And all the signs are signs for what are these signs? Signs to lead us to Allah, to find Allah Ta'ala. So taqwa, if we acquire that, if we keep in our rozas according to the requirements of roza, our eyes roza also, our tongues roza, ears roza, mind and heart roza, the food that we are consuming, and no holier than thou attitude, no naz with Allah that my ibadat is accepted, but rather that anxiety that I don't know if my ibadat of Ramadan, my ibadat of my whole life, even if my iman is accepted by Allah, I don't know. One buzurg say that I don't know if even one subhanallah of mine is accepted by Allah, and there's no doubt the person's work will be done. Even if just one subhanallah is accepted. So with that condition we kept that roza. And then we looked into the talks that were given, kitab, rereading, the Quran Sharif, tafsir in the morning, Anwar al-Salah, to build our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and all the other kitabs after Zuhar, after Isha, all that was for this purpose. So just very briefly, and just a glimpse of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, that how Allah Ta'ala has created this human being, for example. And this is for everyone. You don't even have to have learned Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, or A, B, C. Everyone knows that I've got eyes which Allah has given me, with which I can see. And we know also that there are, everyone knows that there are some people who are blind, and amongst the various wisdoms which Allah Ta'ala has made, some people blind is for the seeing to appreciate what I am. If there were no blind people, we should all have taken it for granted that this is a birth, if I birth right, that I have to have eyes. But in spite of there being blind people, and we know about that, in our family, in our circles, there are people who are blind, but yet we don't appreciate this gift. Even if we see somebody that is blind, we might say, I'm so sorry to see you that you can't see. Eh? But we won't appreciate the sight which Allah has given us. The ability to speak, there are people who are dumb. In our circles, we know there are dumb people. One of the reasons that those who can speak, they appreciate this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, so which Allah has put in our bodies, that with our eyes open, we should be seeing the ni'mat of Allah. One is simple muraqabah, which we should try to do on a nightly basis, when we lie down to sleep, that Ya Allah, I appreciate and I thank you that you gave me existence. The mere fact that Allah brought us from non-existence into existence is only the qudrat of Allah, and it's only the favor of Allah. Then you made me, when you gave me existence, you could have made me into a little ant, you could have made me a fly, you made me a human being. Ashrafil makhlukat. It's only the favor of Allah. When you made me a human being, you could have made me a Jew, you could have made me a Christian, you could have made me an idol worshipper, you could have made me worship fire, whatever. You made me a Muslim. Then you gave me Iman. You made me the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a particular thing which we should make shukr for in these times, that you made me from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That you connected me with ulama al-haq, with the ulama that have got the correct beliefs and who are teaching the correct beliefs. There is no end to all these ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with. That we indeed on a nightly basis, or whichever other time, when you lie down to sleep, instead of thinking of other things, just make a habit of a few days and you see these thoughts will come and to fall asleep like that, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Instead of with the cell phone, our friends were telling us, some of our brothers here in Attica, the cell phone was on, he fell asleep, and it's staying on playing the whole night. And he has fallen asleep. Instead of all that, we are connected with Allah Ta'ala. We are making shukr to Allah. And of course, without making dua, we should make the dua that Allah keep all this salamat. But just by making shukr, la'azidannakum. Allah, with great strength, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, I will increase you in all these numbers. Then also make shukr that Allah has kept the responsibility of rozi in His hand. Allah has kept the responsibility of rizq in His hand. And if that reality comes, we won't have to be a slave to our boss. We'll work for the boss, we'll fulfill his duties. But we won't have to carry on as though He is our Allah and He is giving us our rozi. When we know Allah is giving the rozi. And also, let's see, many of us are here 40 days, 30 days, 20, 30 days, whatever. But our rozi is carrying on. And in fact, in Ramzan, Allah increases our rozi. We are not working for our rozi. We have made our preparations, but that is in reality also from Allah. There are thousands and millions of people who haven't got this easy way of rozi coming to them. We are quite comfortable when Allah is sending our rozi. So all this we should take lesson. So when we, and as I say, this subject can never be exhausted. As Allah Ta'ala, He is unlimited in every quality of His. He Himself is unlimited. His treasures are unlimited. Any person in the world, no matter how wealthy he can be, but he, and his income is still pouring in from all around the world, but there is a limit. Allah Ta'ala, just at a thought, creates as He wants to, what He wants to. There is no limit to Allah's treasures. Allah's treasures, no limit whatsoever. So when Allah is so kind and so good, Allah has kept certain responsibilities on us. When He is so great, He is so powerful, He is so unlimited, unlimited in His quality of generosity, jood and karam, unlimited in His sifat and His quality of forgiveness. When Allah wants to forgive, just without an excuse, Allah Ta'ala forgives whom He wants to. Yaghfiru liman yasha, who He wants to, He forgives. And when Allah forgives, then Allah Ta'ala, in ayat of the Quran Sharif, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Those evil actions, Allah changes them into good actions. And in whose favor Allah wants to, Allah just puts into His record of deeds how much Allah wants to good deeds. Allah won't make zulam on anyone. Allah won't put guna in anyone's record of deeds which he did not commit. But Allah will put good deeds in a person's record of deeds which he did not. He will be surprised himself. And there will be people who will even argue and say, Ya Allah, you have given this people, you could give us also. You should give everyone. And this is one thing that the concept which we don't understand. A favor is something else. And fairness is something else. Allah said, have I been unfair to you? That I haven't given you what you have done? Or I put some wrong in? No. And if I want to, tilka rusul, fadalna ba'adahum ala ba'ad. And Allah says, those are the rusul, and who I want to, I give preference to, it's up to Allah. And giving preference to one person is not that you are not fair. If you don't give somebody his right, then you are being unjust. And if you want to give somebody more than you give Maulana Masihullah Sahib explained, the only successful ruler over his or subordinates will be the one who will favor some people. But that favoritism must not be without a reason. There must be a justified reason why you're favoring somebody. Then, and then that person you favor him, you give him more. But you don't deprive anyone. You are giving 10,000 wages across the board. And some of your workers, you see that they are going out of their way. You see they've really got the concern of the business, of the institute, whatever. You give them little extra. That is what you should do. You should favor them. And those who just are working according to the clock, etc., you give them, you don't do wrong to them. You gave them their food. So anyway, when Allah is so kind, then you must realize, and on this check ourselves, how much of taqwa has come, how much of closeness and connection with Allah has come, on a few points. One is our iman billah. How much is our iman on Allah Ta'ala? As theoretically, as far as theory, and Allah reward Maulana Musa Qadi, where he has prepared all the other kitabs also, every morning before the tafsir, he reads out for us, and we should try and follow carefully the beliefs, our beliefs correct. And as if we will follow carefully, if I hope we are not sleeping, I hope we don't have, in fact our Sheikh Mukhtar complained to me also, he says when we are having our programs, and there are certain people who are making their little groups at the back. And like they don't have interest in the programs. Some don't come for some of the programs. Mm. After Fajr we just go away. After Zohar we are not there. All the brothers are not here. After Maghrib, after Isha. So we should be here for all the programs. And also another point that we should pay attention to, which I inform, is that especially dua time, we should not sit cross-legged. That is also a don't care attitude. We are busy begging from Allah. A person who is asking, is desperate for a lift, and is asking for a lift, but he's lying down on the side, and he's just making a sign, I want a lift. And a person who is desperate, how, when the car passes, he like runs after the car. Mm. That you're going to stop for me, I'm sure you're going to stop for me. Like that, we should have the attitude of need from Allah. There are some of our brothers that when dua time, we just keep our hands down. We don't even want to lift our hands. We don't want to present our begging bow to Allah Ta'ala. So this eagerness should be in us that when we are begging of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, our iman on Allah, that must be correct. And with today's how many fitnas before, the attack was on all other things. On the person not doing nafil is not important, sunnat ghair muakkada is not important, but now the attack wherever you can see is directly on the iman of people, and it is very very a serious matter. And no matter how much shukr we make that we are listening to the 2-3 minutes in the morning about our beliefs, and hopefully that we are listening attentively. And what the attacks are upon us that we should be aware of. So our iman, like that, ijmalat, we all say we believe in Allah. One dua also, if you feel it's a good dua, make it also. That all the people in the world, including yourself, who are claiming that I'm a Muslim, there are many people in the world who claim that we are Muslims, then we make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, bless all of us. Those who are claiming to be Muslims with that Islam and Iman which is acceptable to you and which you love. Because there are people with how many wrong beliefs, they say, I'm also a Muslim. Qadiani say they are Muslims. Shia say they are Muslims. There are many other people who say they are Muslims. So, and we, perhaps there may be some deficiency in us also. And if you are listening to the Kitab in the morning, that on certain, on many points, if you don't have belief on that, you fall out of the fold. If you don't believe in one Nabi, you fall out of the fold of Islam. If you don't believe in one of the heavenly scriptures which Allah had sent, the original correct scripture, you fall out of the fold of Islam. So we should be making dua for ourselves, and especially our immediate family, if they are going especially to university, if they are mixing with other people at work, etc., at schools, etc., they have been bombarded with all these other wrong beliefs and ideologies. And they have been proved that you are wrong, we are right. So dua is a strong weapon. So anyway, iman is one very. And then with the cleanliness of the heart, and also with this effort of all these programs, we should have Allah's ma'rifat as it increased in our heart. How much is Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat coming to us? Recognition of Allah. And where can we gauge that? In our namaz. And we got some content. 20 rakats tarawih may seem too long for us. But if we have little connection with Allah, before we know, we just started tarawih, tarawih is finished already. Hey, so we started with one roza, we are already 25 rozas. How the time is passing, that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that ma'rifat of Allah. And this ma'rifat in this ayat, wafi al-ardi ayatun lil-mufini, wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun, wafi al-samai rizqukum wama tu'adun, wa rabbi al-samai wal-ard innahu lahaq. Allah is 100% the truth. Just like you speak, you know this is words, it's a reality. Allah is much more greater than that. So that comes into us. That ma'rifat of Allah. Then two things that come from there is that one from our side, yaqeen on the zaat of Allah. Allah is there. He is as He is. Allah is the greatest. But have we got that? We do believe also. Our beliefs are also all correct. And we have gained more ma'rifat, more. And you cannot exhaust the recognition of Allah Ta'ala to its entirety, to its completion. Allah is limitless, unlimited Allah Ta'ala. So we cannot do that. But is our yaqeen on Allah. We have this yaqeen. Allah is the giver of rozi. How much is that? We have that belief, that iman. But how much iman and yaqeen we got, that definitely Allah will provide. And how much Allah is written for whichever person, Allah will provide. And there are many, many instances that how strange the works of Allah Ta'ala are and how He provides for people. So that yaqeen has to come. That also we have to build. That is also part of it. And part of it, another offshoot of that, is the ma'rifat of Allah. The love of Allah. And we all know what love is. A person loves, for example, in today's time, he loves his 4x4. Anybody dare scratch his 4x4? Anybody, his cell phone, he can't live. He is paralyzed without his cell phone. He has to have his cell phone. But without Allah Ta'ala, in namaz, our whole namaz, we live without Allah Ta'ala. Our whole Ramadan, how much is Allah coming to our life? So that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. We have to see, and this is not only that when I become 60 years old, 70 years, it starts from the time where a person is baligh, and fortunate are those even before they became baligh. And in that, from that anger, we who are parents, etc., it is our duty to create that environment in the house, that our children move in this direction. And then we can expect such great wuzurs of the past. They were not just all transformed suddenly. Most of them, from childhood, they were put in the right path. And the parents had this condition in them. Though they were not perhaps alims, but they made their children alims, and they told them, why I made you an alim. I didn't make you an alim for dunya's sake. I made you an alim for deen's sake. And I want you to sacrifice your life for deen. When a person moves in this direction, then Allah opens the door. So what together with our iman, our belief, we must be, our ma'rifat of Allah must be increasing. Then together with the two tributaries from there, our yaqeen on the zaat of Allah. On every Allah alone is the giver of shifa and cure. Allah alone is the giver of honor and respect. Allah alone is the giver of rozi. Allah is the doer. And muhabbat of Allah. And that again will manifest itself in us to our ita'at, our obedience of Allah Ta'ala. See how much, and this is also, Buzurgs prescribed this, When a person is going through kabz, constipation, and he hasn't got that invisar, the yes, it's not open, he's not enjoying his ibadah. Whatever, it happens, everything. Whether you got Hajj Umrah, whether it's Ramzan, whether you're a good hafiz and you're Quran Sharif, some people say, I don't feel like doing anything. But to be still at that time also to do the faraz of Allah. Wajib sunnat e muakkada, the itaat of Allah Ta'ala, whether a person gets enjoyment or he does not get enjoyment, that he carries on. So on these few lines, we should check ourselves in this month of Ramadan, that where we have reached. And if there is still way, and there will be, there should be still that we have to work for, we still got a few days. So this is that month in which Allah has made so extremely valuable. And every moment, and from here, take the lesson, wal asr. Allah is the creator of time. And Allah Ta'ala has made time valuable for those who make it valuable. Otherwise, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. When man does not appreciate time, and that is even out of Ramadan. And if we are not appreciating time in Ramadan, if we are wasting our time, whiling our time away, and also when a person does business, he sees which is the business in which there is the most profit. He doesn't opt for a business with less profits, or where the profits are now, there aren't any more profits. This line is no more selling now. We discard that line. We look for a line that will be selling, where we can be making. So even in ibadah, there are many types of ibadah. Are we choosing that ibadah which will give us the maximum, which will give us the most returns from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And that is not so easy for us to decide. But we should try and go across the board. Everything, every day. Ilm, acquiring knowledge. When we read the hadith, a person feels there is nothing else but acquiring knowledge. When it comes to amal, a person feels amal you have to make. When a person comes to tazkiyah, he feels this is the only thing. When a person comes to tabligh, he feels this is the only thing. When he comes to marifat of Allah, he feels this is the only thing. And Qurban Jai, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were masters of every field, and they across the board they were. And for us, how much we can, fortunate are those people who take part in all the aspects of deen, and how much they can contribute, they contribute in all. Otherwise, at least take part in whichever field which we can, and don't criticize. We don't have to be sitting on the fence, we don't have to be criticizing. Leave that, not even for somebody else. Nobody should be doing that. So, this is that towards the end now, let us see for ourselves and let us judge ourselves according to these lines. That when our Allah is there, all of us got iman in there. But how much is my marifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala increasing all the time? And it should be increasing all the time. Whether it is from words that are spoken and we hear, or whether it's coming in our heart. It should be coming in our heart. If Allah is coming in our heart, if our hearts are clean, Allah is coming more and more. Not only with the recognition, but our contact. You won't be able to help when you're sitting down, Bismillah. When you getting up, Bismillah. Ask ourselves, we go toilet, do we read the dua? Everyone knows the dua of toilet. But when we go, are we reading the dua? When we leave the toilet, are we reading the dua? Or is it just that we are entering? When commonly we find, and hope it is a wrong finding, that with eating we don't read, the whole day we kept roza for Allah. And now we opening the roza with Allah's food, and the mouth that Allah has given. And yet we are not taking His name also. In the morning, do we make niyat for our roza? This connection with Allah. Is it coming or is it not coming? Or are we just passing and we are doing everything, but there is no connection with Allah? So this marifat, the more it will come, this will come. Then that yaqeen will grow with Allah. And the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will grow. And that will show itself in itaat of Allah Ta'ala. And also in itaat, if a person can't do everything he's supposed to do, but at least he feels that I'm doing nothing. Others are doing so much. Is that coming into us? So all this that we diet of Allah, if we pass our Ramadan, then Eid is an enjoyment for such a person. And if we pass our life like that, then our mort will be with Eid. And when we will meet Allah Ta'ala, we look for the real boss, the real pain, and Allah will be giving it. That will be really the day of Eid when we will meet Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us accept from us, let us endeavor more and make the niyat, at least we don't know who will see next year's Ramadan, but we make the niyat that we will do much better next Ramadan.